Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Guthrie Center Mayor Mike Herbert.
And thanks for joining me today.
Oh, well, you bet.
So, looking at your last agenda and, you know, talking about the Mitchell Park playground equipment, it needs repairs. Why does it need repairs?
It's fairly old, and some of the main decking on it we feel it may be a little unsafe for kids. It's not too bad right now, but I don't know how long it's going to last. It may not last another year. So what we were talking with was whether we spend the money to replace it, the deck, which is thousands of dollars, or would it be more cost effective for us to get a new playground? Well, so at that point, we look at there's probably grants out there for playground equipment, and then at that point, it seems like every kind of decision that we make, then here comes another hurdle. Do we want to put it in a different place? Do we want to take out some of the equipment that we have that may not be, is older, in the floodplain, that kind of thing? We don't want to re-put new equipment into the floodplain. So we haven't made any decisions yet on the equipment or on the playground equipment down at Mitchell Park, but that is one of our things that has got our attention, and we are feeling out which way to go with it.
And you talked about it at some point, it could be unsafe. When do you expect that to be, you know, just a rough estimate when you want it done?
We would like it done by next summer, preferably. It's not safe. It's just, we would hate for anything to happen to any kids down there, you know. It just needs some attention. It needs some care, needs some love. And then at that point, how much love does it need, you know? If a couple more thousand dollars would get you a whole new playground equipment, then maybe we should go with something brand new instead of just putting a new deck on this place and then the rest of it kind of go in the pot later on. So that's what we're looking at.
And you guys are trying to use grant funds for this project, correct?
Oh, sure. You bet. There's numerous grants out there that, especially for, you know, parks and playground equipment for kids and that kind of thing, we would try to help offset the cost for the taxpayer.
And then another thing you got discussed in that same meeting was the camera in the bathhouse and aquatic center. What made you guys want a camera and their security cameras?
The cameras will actually, the housing unit will be inside, but the cameras will be on the outside of the building, facing every direction, and one on the pumps. Due to the fact that, you know, we have people breaking in and using the pool, and then this summer we had some individuals break in, and they did some damage to our pumps. They started messing with the valves and that kind of stuff, and it caused a little bit of damage to our pool. That's why we want the cameras, not on the inside, on the outside. I want to make sure that's in there.
And then also the public announcement system, what makes you guys want to get that?
Well, that has been a need for a number of years, and they kind of waited until we got the new building to put that ball in motion. It needed a couple of years ago, and we kind of held off because we've been in the process of getting this bathhouse done, and we just decided to wait. And so it was time.
And then what kind of funds are you wanting to use for both these projects?
It would come out of the lost fund and then out of our parks and pool funds.
And then also, when do you guys want this done with the security cameras and FPA system?
Well, the security cameras as soon as possible, you know, whenever you can get a chance to get those in, and the PA for the pool would be, we probably wouldn't have it installed much before the start of the pool season of next year.
And then moving right along with the cost share, farm to market, have you guys made a decision? Are you guys going to use that cost share money?
The county is is looking like we are going to work well with them. We haven't made a final decision on that, but we have talked about it for a while, for a couple weeks, and it's an opportunity for the city to get some much-needed attention there on North First Street, us to work well with the county, you know, and that's something that we want to encourage and we want to do is to do good things with the county.
Is that the only street you're looking at is North First Street, or is there another street?
Yes, yes.
You are planning on rerunning for Guthrie Center Mayor. You know, why are you rerunning this year?
We run our mayoral candidates. It's every 2 years. I've been mayor for 2 years, and I really enjoy, you know, public service. When I was a police officer in town for 13, 14 years, and then moved to the county, I kind of lost touch with the people in the city, and I want that back, you know. So I enjoy talking to people, you know, listening to, you know, issues or problems that they have and seeing if I can help fix it and go from there.
All right. Thank you so much, Mayor, and thank you for your time.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Mayor of Guthrie Center, Mike Herbert. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.